Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Migrants have started arriving at the city's new tent city on Randall's Island. Our Sean Adams reports the first to arrive were Venezuelans who've been bused here from Texas.
So, Sean, paint the picture for us. What did you see when this first group of migrants arrived?
Well, it was quite a busy morning here. Preparations were being made in anticipation of the first to arrive. So it was just after 10 o'clock in the morning when city vans with tinted windows pulled up. So we couldn't really see who's inside the van. When they pulled up to the facility, we learned that there were two men, just two men. One man had a red gym bag. The other, he appeared to be clutching, it looked like a plastic bag with belongings in it. They immediately were greeted by the city's emergency management commissioner. He came out and he ushered them inside. Once inside this vast tent structure in the vestibule, that's where the initial process began. Through the glass doors, we could see that the men sat at tables, medical personnel wearing gowns and masks. They took swab samples. The men had to put on masks. Everyone inside has to wear a mask as a precaution. And then there appeared to be other intake personnel who asked a series of questions. After that process, that initial process, then the men were escorted deeper into the tent structure.
Sean, describe this emergency center, this tent structure. What all is there?
Well, so it's a large parking lot area that's been cordoned off, fenced off, and you have these several large tents. They have a gable roof. Basically, they're similar in size to an airplane hangar, if you can think of that. And inside, they have all the comforts of home. There are cots, clean sheets. There's a cafeteria that will serve three hot meals a day. There's a rec room with snacks, television, games. They'll have access to phones that can make international calls, Wi-Fi. There are shower and bathroom facilities, isolation trailers in case anyone has COVID or another communicable disease. This is all fenced off. There's private security, and the National Guard is also on site.
So what is the city's plan here, Sean? How long will people be staying at this facility?
Well, the official word from City Hall is that there is no limit on how long a person can stay here. The goal, ideally, is a person would stay about 4 days to get settled and then move on. The city figures asylum seekers are going to want to connect with family and friends in other places, and the city will help deliver them to those other locations. And on hand to try to facilitate this, caseworkers are going to help determine what that next move is in a new country.
All right, Sean, thank you. That's WCBS reporter Sean Adams on Randall's Island.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.